Okay, hi everyone. Welcome again to the No Tech Show. Today's a little bit different. So I've got a really good friend of mine and marketing genius, Candice, with me. We're going to be running a workshop. We've heard you. We were going to run it in December, but we've realized actually you're all super busy. So we thought we'd do in the meantime is give you some tips about marketing, things that we've seen a lot, particularly with small businesses, right, Candice, that the classic mistakes people can make and some tips to make sure you get them right. So Candice is from The Marketing Baker, which is awesome. Been going for how long have you been going for now?
It'll be 7 years in March, so just under 7 years now. Yeah,
awesome. And you work primarily with small businesses, right, rather than
mostly small businesses, anywhere from the people just starting up through to people that have got a number of staff now. But the SME space is my happy place, and I've worked with some incredible people over the years.
Yeah, why do you reckon it's your happy place?
I think that just because they're incredible people who are amazing at what they do, and they want to spread the word, and that's where what I do comes in and helps them to spread the word.
Yeah, I remember when we met, we both had a similar complaint. So just to note, there's the first one. Both of us have dogs, and so this is likely to be, I'm going to say peppered, because your dog's name is peppered. Peppered with dog bark. Think of it as an add value bonus. Not charging you. Remember when I met you, though, we both had a similar complaint about lots of digital marketing companies, particularly because they speak in so much jargon and end up selling people stuff they don't need. I think that's probably one of the biggest tips I have, or things I find with small business when I meet them, because they don't have, digital marketing companies tend to come at you and say, you need search and you need a Facebook page and you need to be doing email and all these kind of things. And often you don't actually. It's kind of the first thing I would say is, like, where are your customers actually? Like, where are they kind of hanging out and what do they want?
Absolutely.
And small big businesses could kind of get away with doing too many things because they've got the budgets and the time and the operational capacity to do it. But small businesses don't. I remember we had the same thing together, which is one of the reasons I really liked you.
Exactly.
It's really important. SMEs, particularly in sole traders who are so passionate about what they do, and then they're getting sucked into spending money and doing stuff.
They just have this opinion that, I just need to be everywhere. When in actual fact, it's better to be more strategic about where you're showing up and how you're showing up on those platforms, rather than spread so thin and scattergun everywhere. It's be more intentional and show up strong in the places that matter.
Does that fit in with the stuff you were talking about in terms of know where you're going in terms of direction?
Yeah, absolutely. If you know where you're going, it helps you know where to show up, because if you know where to point the boat, we need to, if you think about when you're sailing a boat, you sometimes,
speaking my language, you know, was that for me? Was that a
It was specific. If you know the direction you're going, sometimes you might veer off course, but at the end of the day, you're going that direction and you're going to be very intentional about that. Whereas if you're like, we just want to grow or get more followers or whatever this arbitrary thing is, how do you know if you've achieved that? How do you know when you're there? And how do you know what the right activity is to help you get there?
How do you find small businesses do that a lot? Like,
absolutely. They're just, I need more business.
So that's too general a target.
You can get more business, that's totally fine, but are they going to be the right customers for you? Are they going to be the people that you want to be working with, or are they going to be the people who haggle with your rates and don't pay you on time, and that doesn't bring you joy?
Let's look at what your worst customer is, example. I love that. I love that work through. Is there an example you can think of where customers done that? So I'm kind of putting you on.
I think we've all done that to some way, shape, or form when we first start. Let me just get my first client. And any business is good business. I think most people have said that, and they start accepting these customers that are not quite the right fit. They may not have the same values alignment or whatever. And then they start haggling you, and or they have complaints about certain things. You're like, actually, like, this is actually more trouble than it's worth. So
right.
It's actually pays off in the long run if you're more strategic about who those people are. You know, they'll stay right. customers, they'll become advocates. You just need to be really smart about who those people you want to work with are.
Right, got you. So kind of figuring out, you know, who your best, like who you don't want as a customer, yeah. and then your best customers kind of become the direction in which you're heading. So yeah. you get the right kind of business that's not going to, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, those exactly. clients that no one's going to mention on this podcast, but like the clients that you have that actually you don't get a huge amount of money from compared to the amount of effort that you put in, those are the ones yeah. you don't want. Yeah, that's
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then yeah. you can figure out where they are. Like once you know like who you don't want, okay, well, we know that those people were present in those places. And when you do know who your clients are, you can focus on, oh, well, those people are in these places, so I can forget about the rest. And I can show up well for those people, saying exactly what they need to hear from you, because you're not in business for yourself, you're in business for them.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's, and I think that, yeah, that's, I jiggled the camera. I was so excited by that. Yeah, that comes back to that thing of you need a Facebook page, you need to be on TikTok, you need to be doing email. It's like, well, where are your customers hanging out? Like, right, exactly. Are they younger generation? I don't want to say younger generation. Oh my gosh. Are they on TikTok? In which case, that means a hi Pepper. That's a particular type of content that you want on there compared to are they on Facebook? Or, you know, I think one of my pet hates is, you know, I wish I had more emails from that company, said no one ever, you know. So it's like, you know, think about when you know who they are and who you want to target, you need to figure out, then you can more clearly in terms of the direction like you're talking about, you can figure out, well, where are they looking and where can I be talking to them about what I want to sell them, right? Yeah. I think underneath that too, one of the things I see a lot, particularly that impacts on small businesses and sole traders, is like you only have, I did this workshop actually, this piece with someone just a couple of weeks ago about, you know, think about how much time you actually have. You know, I think, you know, it's one of the things when you've got a small amount of people or it's just yourself is like, you're kind of everything. You're the whole business. You're the CFO, you're the CEO, you're, you know, you've got to do all the accounts right through to all the marketing material, right through to selling business and doing the actual work, whether it's creating a product or doing a service.
Yeah, full delivery, everything.
Exactly, full delivery, everything. And we can fall into this trap of going, I need to do all this marketing, but actually all of that requires time. That content requires time and thinking to make sure that you get it written or done in a way that's going to really impact. So one of the pieces that we do, and we'll do this in the workshop in January, is we just go through, well, how much time do you actually have in a way? It's quite an, I want to say impactful, but it can be quite
eye-opening.
Eye-opening, that's a great expression. Yeah, just going, actually, how much time do you have in a week?
Mm.
You know, and that, you know, and then how much time do you actually want to be spending on your business, as opposed to, and I made this mistake years ago of just literally never shutting my computer down, you know, because you just end up working through to midnight because it's quite easy. And then looking at, you know, okay, so what are the things that you do that add the most value to your business? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean you can't do everything, but you're probably not a unicorn that can do everything from creative strategic thinking right through to finance detail. So what are the things you add most value to? And then let's see, make sure you're spending the most of your time on that. You know, so marketing may not be it, you know, marketing may be it, but it may not. But lots of marketing, I think, takes time. And so it's like that goes right back to what you were saying before in terms of making sure of like, well, where are the, I'm going to say double negative now, where are the not customers I don't, I don't know, I'm not going to try and do that. Where am I wambling in my own head trying to do a double negative? Like where are my best customers and what are they reading, looking at, and how can I do content that's really going to impact for them rather than just don't do everything else.
And the thing with marketing really is that consistency is key. So you might start with a hiss and a roar and yes, I can do everything. And then you've done it for a month or two and then it's, it doesn't continue for the entire year. So it's about that one thing we do that's manageable and ongoing.
Absolutely. And big clients do that as well, right? Like I've I won't name names, but like, you know, the big companies are getting to particularly social media channels because they're two-way and conversational. So it just, it means that if you don't spend, if you don't allocate time there, and people have these, if you don't allocate time there, you can miss questions or miss feedback. And people have really high expectations of turnaround time, you know. So there's some really big telcos are one that, you know, have used to mess this up quite a lot. But, you know, it's a great place to scream and complain for customers, and they just wouldn't allocate enough operational time to cater for that before they had it. It would balloon out of control, you know, the kind of corporate version of cyberbullying, if you like.
Yeah,
and but you know, can, and that can happen in minutes. So for a small business, it's like if you, if you're not prepared to put that effort in, don't. Another one that really annoys me is search, because search is such a convoluted. You got a puppy.
I just want to show you. Sorry, she's just crying. Sorry. Hey, this is a cameo by Pepper.
So if people were searching for dog food, search marketing is so full of jargon, particularly the reports that are often completely, you know, metrics. I mean, I know you feel the same way about this, but the metrics that, you know, a lot of search companies give you are completely meaningless. But if you're a business that has a limited amount of time and budget to invest, if your customers aren't actually searching for your product or service, you don't need to prioritize search marketing. Like if 90% of your business comes from word of mouth and referral and people aren't searching for you, don't put money into it. And that doesn't mean it's not a valuable thing, but if you've got a limited budget, like look at
how the biggest wins.
Look at your biggest wins, and you know, it's a search is such a crazy making jargon world, you know, and you get these reports that are all about, oh, you know, cost per click and all this kind of stuff that sounds really fancy, but often as well as it actually delivering your results, you know, and many of those reports don't kind of talk about that. So
I mean if you've got limited funds to pour into it, then go right ahead, but I have not yet met someone who has got that luxury. So
maybe Elon Musk, I don't know, maybe. You know, but he probably doesn't need to do search marketing, he's all over the place anyway, right?
Exactly.
Oh dear. I was going to say something else about that. I can't remember something you said the other day about, oh, that's right, the age-old question of how much should I spend on marketing, you know?
Oh, definitely. How long is a piece of string?
How long is a piece of string? But the best way to tackle that, I think, is to, or how we tackle it, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is to go, well, like going through that process of planning, like who actually are your best customers? And you can easily, it's much more easy to define that if you go, who are the ones you don't want? And that kind of narrows down to the best ones, because often people will say, well, everybody is my customer. Where are they and what kind of information are they? Where are they? What channels are they hanging out with that you might be able to get in front of? Get in front of them already rather than trying to build a database and get them to come to you. What is the content that will actually, you know, and often helpful content, I think, is better than marketing content. You know, if you if you do helpful stuff and get to be memorable, particularly quotable, then that actually helps your as marketing in and of itself, right? And then looking, I think, at how much time you have and money to actually invest, so you can help pick the right kind of things. Wow, did I just do that was like a meeting minutes. That was like a notation of what we just talked about.
That's great.
So if you listen to this, which I hope you are, or watching us, I can see that my hair looks completely crazy. I'm wishing I did something about that before I got on this video. So Candice and I are running a marketing workshop, which will cover a lot of the stuff on the 18th of January in Epsom at the Community Hall.
Yes, Community Hall.
I said that with a question mark. It is
It's a community centre from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah,
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On the 18th of January. And we'll be going through planning out your marketing for 2023.
Yeah, in plain English as well. No jargon. And telling you what to not spend your money on. So we hope, if you don't come to that, well, we hope that this helps you to, you know, narrow down what to spend things on and not, and have a lovely Christmas.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Candice.
Pleasure. Thanks, Corrie.